questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
And it's time to ready, steady, learn. Now our guest in the studio is a master student from the Faculty of Medical and Health Sciences, Hannah Rapta. Hi, Hannah, how are you?
Kia ora, thank you. I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. Thanks very much for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Now, you just finished a research studentship is.
Yes.
Working on the very first, which is unusual. It's the first study. I would have thought there would be more. First study to analyse changes in childhood obesity prevalence within a specific iwi, and in this case it was Ngāti Whātua.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, so I was very lucky to do a summer research project at the Liggins Institute up the road.
Yep.
And that was funded
by... For those people who don't know, it's just up the road.
Yep. Yeah, and that was funded by National Science Challenge Better Start.
Yeah.
And like you said, we looked at changes in childhood obesity prevalence within Ngāti Whātua. Because as we all know, obesity is a massive problem in New Zealand and worldwide.
And with our kids across the board, but it does seem to be quite super high in amongst various iwi, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's correct. And particularly within our Māori and Pacific populations and that. And so that's where our focus is at the moment with these inequities there, yeah.
And so so what sort of things, where do you start to do? You give us the figures you've already got.
Mm.
You take a bunch of figures and then sort of go, right, let's see how it all turns out, or how do you sort of determine?
Yeah, so this is quite interesting because this was a follow-on study from one done last year at the Liggins Institute where they analysed the whole New Zealand population of children, and they used data from the before school check.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's a check where all children around 4 years of age, before they go to school, essentially get a lot of health checks and that. And
just warrant of fitness.
Yeah, warrant of fitness for school, yep. And one of the things they check is, height and weight and things to get their BMIs. And so that's where we've got a lot of this data from. And the study they did last year looked at the whole New Zealand population between 2010 and 2016 and saw a decline in childhood obesity.
Which is good.
Yeah. Which was fantastic because a lot of data and research within the space is very negative.
Yeah.
And so we saw that data, the team saw that data and then decided, they've been working with Ngāti Whātua for a while now. And starting to look within specific Māori subpopulations and seeing if we've got the same outcomes as we do in the overall New Zealand population. Yeah.
So your goal is to end up being a dietitian, is that right? And what was your interest in this? What piqued your interest to make a seat to work in your master's?
I've always been interested in food. I think everyone loves food. But my interest in the science behind it, it comes just, I guess, natural interest in science. And then Māori health specifically, I'm part Māori in that. And so seeing the health inequities within my whānau and the community with regards to nutrition.
It's not always obvious, is it? It's not always obvious why either.
Was your experience with that? Like, what parts interested you?
Within Māori population?
Yeah,
just seeing, why someone in my Māori population has these health issues where someone, different ethnicity, different part of town, doesn't have the same issues. Mm. And there's a lot of social, geographical and political issues that drive that.
Yeah.
And it's very complex. It's not just nutrition.
Yeah.
But it's something that kind of gets me ticking and trying to figure it out and trying to, I guess, build equity within our Māori populations,
And you sort of discovered there is, obviously, your research you've done says that there is difference amongst different iwi as well.
Yeah, so what was really interesting, we were expecting to see the same decline as we've seen in the total New Zealand population that they found last year.
Yeah.
But what we found basically was a flat line. There's a little bit of bounce between each year, which was great that it's not increasing within Ngāti Whātua.
A little bit of bounce, probably the wrong word to use, wasn't it?
Yeah, you're right, a little bit of difference. But which was great that it hasn't increased.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so what that indicated is that within different subpopulations of Māori. There's some that are staying the same, there are probably some that are decreasing and some that are increasing. And so where this could lead is perhaps doing replicating the study with another iwi, yeah, and then comparing them and trying to figure, yeah, out why some iwi some members of some iwi are declining and some others aren't. Yeah.
So this is for children, wasn't it? You did this.
Yes,
So I guess the people, when you're trying to figure out whether the message has got through, the message is really, it's whether the message got through to parents and caregivers, isn't it?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, a lot of nutrition and things are learnt in the whānau and that.
Yeah.
But it's not just that. There's a lot of, like I said, environmental, yeah, and political issues that drive, that parents have no control over.
And
yeah.
You were talking about BMI earlier. Mm-hmm. What are your views on that as an approach to measuring yeah, someone's obesity?
That's a very interesting question. There's a lot of research and kōrero, mm-hmm, discussion around using BMI and whether it is an effective measure of obesity, particularly within our Māori and Pacific populations, because BMI is basically a measure of height and mass, and
yeah.
And so you can have someone who's extremely muscular but will have the same BMI as someone who's overweight.
Which seems nuts, yeah, to me, to be that to be used as, yeah, a measurement for,
yeah,
obesity.
Yeah, it's just because it's such an easy measure to use at a population, yeah, level rather than popping them on a DEXA scanner and getting their body composition or something. And so it's a very easy and cheap
measure.
What's a
DEXA scanner?
It's like a measure, like a scan, like a weight measure that you stand on, and it can measure your fat.
Like a
and
scales.
Water. Like a scale.
Yeah, yeah, they do it. They do it at gyms and things sometimes.
They do.
You can go and you can get, yeah, like fat mass.
To be like, I've never been to a gym. Well, they do it at things called gyms.
It's a foreign place.
Which is a place where people go.
You know, a place where people go.
Yeah. So it's a cheap measure, but one thing I mentioned at the end of the paper that we're writing up is, my hope for research within this area is it heads to a more of a kaupapa Māori approach to health assessment and,
yeah,
not just physical. Because,
yeah,
we view health not just physical but mental, emotional, social,
yeah,
aspects,
yeah,
as well.
Well, you mentioned here too, you know, hopefully inform health insurance. Which,
yes,
I mean, everyone wants to get the best health insurance for themselves, and,
yeah, yeah,
and if they can, if there's a way of understanding the health of a group of people more, then it's great.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. One thing Ngāti Whātua are awesome at doing is they provide health insurance for all their iwi members,
wow,
through NIB. And so what part of this was to inform their, I guess, policies and that around,
yeah,
right, okay,
insurance.
Cool.
Yeah,
cool,
which
that's
is
awesome.
Amazing. Yeah, yeah.
Is there room to take the ideas that you, things that you're discovering, take them outside of iwi and to the rest of New Zealand? In fact, the world.
Of course. Yeah, there's a lot of room for research within this space and other Indigenous populations around,
cool,
the world. Because what's very, as I've talked to other Indigenous people around the world and stuff, we have the same problems, and
yeah,
there's a lot of...
Which is kind of weird, yeah, that it's a worldwide problem, because everyone's situations are quite different, you know?
Yeah, well, we've all been, I guess, impacted by colonisation in the same,
yeah,
way, even though, like, for example, I went to a conference last year in Minnesota and talked to a lot of Native Americans about the impacts and colonisation,
right,
of their people and how that feeds into their health problems,
yeah,
today. And it's exactly the same.
Wow, crazy.
Which is, yeah, very shocking and eye-opening. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Cool. Hey, well, good luck with the rest of your research. And if
thank
there's
yeah,
anything to report, please come on to the breakfast show and tell us all about it.
Will do. Thank you.
Thanks, Hannah.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn. Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.